Here's some thoughts about what we're thinking here about the Ottawa situation as a Canadian. One is that we're in a situation, guys, that we can't win. We're up against, the truckers have, that they're as confirmed that the globalists are inside the Ottawa Parliament. And we know that the foreign takeover has been completed. We've really lost the government to these foreigners, and we can't charge the gate doing 98. It won't work. They will just reject you, and they will squash you like bugs, and they will use the media as they're already doing it, chipping at you, destroying you. I'm very concerned for the truckers and the people. And what I want to say to you is that I'm suggesting that you think about what happened in the United States of America. They were good people just like us, and they went against the bully and against the system, and they got crushed, and that was Donald Trump, and they had everything for them. And what I'm saying to you, sometimes, you know that old the song that Kenny Rogers sings, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, and know when to walk away. That's one of these times, and I think people should really consider walking away and coming back to live to fight another day, because we can't win this, guys. These guys got every department. What we can do is watch what the United States is doing. Take back your school boards. Take back your council. Take back town council. Take back MLAs. Take back MPs. Take back every public office we own. We own them. But the problem is we can't do this way. It has to be done through the ballot and an election like the United States is doing. They didn't jump over the top of their government and destroy it because they know that it would destroy everything. If we go in there and take down the government and destroy it, all we're going to do is look like thugs. They're going to win, and we can't let them win. And sometimes, I don't know, I'm just speaking to the leaders of this, really should go and pray about this. This is a decision you're making for the whole country. And my thoughts are, you can't win it. You can't win it, no way, no how. You can beat on the drum. You already made your point. You made it clear to these people that we will not take it, and we will fight, but not this way. Look what the Americans are doing, folks. The Americans are winning the battle because they're going back to grassroots, and they're starting over. They're taking the school boards. They're going into their meetings. We don't do that. We stopped going to our public meetings, and we lost our system. We gave it to these people. Now we got to take it back, and the way to do it is go back to the grassroots and come back and take it all, every damn thing, right till we get it all. And it may take a few little bit to do it, but at least nobody will get killed. And we'll do it the right way. They don't expect us to do this. They expect you. See, the thing is, this convoy was set up for you to go in there and crash the gates doing 98, and then they could blame you for being a bunch of ignorant people like they've been calling us, and deplorables like Hillary Clinton said. But the thing is, don't give them. Do what United States did. Know when to hold them, know when to fold them, and know when to walk away. And sometimes you got to walk from a fight in order to live to fight another day. I know I had to do that. It was the hardest thing I ever did. It was so easy to keep fighting. The hardest thing to do was just walk away and live to fight another day. God bless Canada, God bless America, and God bless the truckers. And please, I hope you really think this through.